We were there. We were all just waking up from a nap in the garden, and Jesus wakes up and says, "Wake up, here comes my betrayer."
And all of a sudden, here comes Judas with all these soldiers and the high priest and everybody.
Carrying torches and swords and clubs. And Judas goes right up to Jesus.
And kisses him to point him out, you know?
Yeah, right. And then we said, we've got to stop him.
So I pulled out my sword.
And cut off the high priest's servant ear.
Well, I was aiming for his throat.
I think you better stick to fishing.
But then Jesus healed the guy's ear.
It was just like him to love his enemies.
Wait a minute. You guys are eyewitnesses to these events? I'm going to need your names.
I'm Simon Barjona, but you can just call me Peter, the rock. Jesus did.
He only meant a little rock. I'm John, the disciple Jesus loved.
The first shall be last, remember?
Okay, knock it off. If Jesus was as powerful as we've been hearing about, why didn't he just escape?
That's what we said! Jesus said if he wanted to, he could have called on his father to send in 12 legions of angels to deliver him.
Yeah! But then, he never did.
And he just let them take him away. As if he wanted to go, you know, on purpose.
Then what did you do?
We scattered.
Scared, huh?
Wouldn't you be? I mean, life with Jesus was always...
Always miraculous, but kind of spooky in a way.
What do you mean?
He was always telling us stuff was going to happen, and then...
And then it happened!
Wow.
Interesting. Can you give us an example?
Okay.
Only don't be frightened.